It's good day, period. Whenever you can get your day started, I guess, what's the old line about any day's a good day where you're still breathing?
That's true.
Bring yourself
the alternative
around to that. Well, I think there are lots of alternatives, but today is like a lot of other days. Begins, you work, you visit, you eat, you sleep. So what's different about today from yesterday? Is your confidence level stronger, rising, if you will? There are a lot of interesting things. We're coming to the end of a cycle. The moon going out, and there'll be a new moon the beginning of next week. So the old moon, with the old moon, go old things. You can get rid of, you can change, you can drop, you can forget if you work at it a little bit. Some of the things that have been bothering you, why don't you just sweep them away? Get rid of the things that you don't want in your life and bring in the new. The new moon is either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. And with that comes your opportunity, some more than others, the opportunity to begin something new, to add more courage or more assurance to whatever those battles are that you are. And let's face it, even though I don't like those words because they seem kind of bellicose, war and, you know, being in battle, that kind of stuff. But you have lived to the point where you are, and you have competence. Frankly, you need to recognize that you have that competence because you have looked over your shoulder. Look behind you. What have you accomplished? What's behind you? And so with that stuff, take credit for finding your way to where you are, and then let's move forward. You have your goals. If you don't, maybe you need to come up with some goals. I reinterpret every day sort of the same message, and I think some of you get it. Sometimes you do. It's about dreams. I think our lives are about dreams, don't you think, Roberta?
We have dreams, absolutely.
Bumps in the road, mm-hmm. And sometimes your confidence is shaken because from nowhere come these assaults, these attacks, things that you don't expect to happen in your life. And then, all right, you've survived bumps in the road before and horrible things mm-hmm. before. So what does it take to move you forward, to move you just to the confidence? People say this all the time, and I think it's a great lesson. For those of you who, and I'm frankly one of these people from time to time, I get into these sort of holes and sometimes feel like I'm not going to be able to get out of them. But then I look and realize that I've been in a lot of holes in my life. You've been in lots of holes in your life, and you have gotten out of those holes. So why would you think the next hole is any different than the last hole? You get out of it. You move on. I suppose there's the ultimate last hole that you don't.
Yeah, right.
That you don't get out of.
6 foot under one.
Yeah. That one you kind of are stuck, I think.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happens. But under the circumstances, give yourself some credit, okay? Here's a Japanese company. If you want to go with me to DougStephan.com, would you all like to have a quick visit to DougStephan.com? Why don't we go to DougStephan.com in a moment and see what's new. The company from Japan that has used state-of-the-art technology to create brainwave-controlled cat ears. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. Have you seen this? Do you check this out?
No.
You wear these things, mm-hmm. and your ears respond like real cat's ears.
Huh.
They respond to what you're thinking. In other words, it's sort of a play on what I was just saying, in a sense. The idea, somebody came up with this. Somebody had a brainstorm, Roberta,
mm-hmm.
and figured out how to create a brainwave-controlled cat ear.
That is, why? They look so silly,
cat
too,
ear.
If you look at the picture.
Right. Yeah, they
They're
do.
They're like big, fuzzy ears.
Right. Why would you want to have something like this would be the question. I guess it's just one of those things. Yeah, but there are lots of people who have lots of great ideas and some silly ideas that, I mean, look around at the things that people make money on and how they made money with things that you would have thought, why didn't I think of that? How many times do you have that feeling? Mm-hmm. Why didn't I think of that? It makes so much sense, right?
You really feel dumb when you think that, don't you?
Well, I don't know if I feel dumb.
How are you going to make brainwave-controlled cat ears?
But why just the ears?
Who would come up with that, though?
Who would come up with it? But how do you even make that? I think, I get upset when I think of, like, cardboard or 100-calorie snack packs. Now, those are things I could think of that I wish I had. But cat ears? I don't know if I could ever think of that.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
All right. I think that there are all kinds of things. We all have different interests. Roberta has strengths and interests, and I think she could put a lot of those to work. I think, Jennifer, you're the same way. I think most of us, if you really think about it, that's why I urge people to do two things. Start your own business. Always, always have a way to use what you like to do as a way to make money. How I've found that, well, in farming, I've found a thing that I like to do, that I lose money. But you, if you want to start a little business, garage business, in-home business, something you can do on the side, especially if you don't like the job that you have, you take a hobby or take something that you really like doing. Roberta, I would love to see you do something that has to do with the shows and Broadway and stuff in New York, because you're so good about knowing what's going on there. There's I don't know what there is, but there's something. I've always felt that you're so connected to that world that there's something in it for you. You just haven't found it yet.
Yeah, I just like to go to the theater.
I know, but what is that? A lot of people like to go to the theater. You have a brain, and there's something there, I feel, that you can turn around, something that you can do. We don't know what it is, but I think there's something there that you can do. And I give that to all of you, an inspiration. Who starts his or her own business? And who among us wants to control our own destiny? We'd all say, yeah, I want to control my destiny. Well, one of the ways to do it is to figure out how not to be dependent on the man. And that's best done by finding what you like to do and see if you can't start a little business. A guy, I was at this guy's house the other day. We bought a furnace from him, and I started talking to him about what he does. And he used to be a design person, a boat designer, I think he told me. And he loved to take pictures. And he didn't like the company that he was working for, and the boat business hasn't been great anyway. So he took his love of photography, and now he has contracts with 14 different school districts to do all of the photography of the seniors and the classes at the end of their term, graduation, that kind of stuff. And he made a business out of the hobby. It's very cool. So, you know, that's the opportunity. That's the possibility that presents itself. 13 and change after the hour. Don't forget about Lumitone. Lumitone addresses this puffiness under your eyes, bags, that sort of thing, crow's feet. If you have that problem, the secret is in the pudding. And the pudding is made from these ingredients, remarkable formula, better than anything else that's been found to get rid of the fine lines around your eyes, that sort of thing. It's not like other creams because it's not greasy. You got dark circles or heavy bags? You want to try a free jar of Lumitone? Why not? Call 800-894-3302. A free jar of Lumitone. Just pay small shipping and handling fee, and you'll get it. I want you to have this. I want you to try it. I want you to like it. I know you will. 800-894-3302.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. How would you like a better sex drive? How would you like a sex drive, period? Back in the 1930s, it was discovered that women were bearing children in some of the southern states well into their 60s, and men were fathering these children into their 70s. Magazines went wild with this information, and researchers headed south. They found these people drinking a tea made from Spanish moss. You know that stuff hanging from a cypress tree throughout the South. It has no roots. It just hangs from the tree and takes its nutrition from the air and from the sun. They would dry the moss and seep it in hot water and drink it daily. How does it work? It stimulates a better balance and support for the endocrine system and goes right to the heart of your sex drive. If your drive has been waning a little or has gone south completely, you might want to learn more about this. Call my office for more information. 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Peter Greenberg joins us in a few minutes with a focus on travel insurance. Does it come in handy? If you're traveling a lot, it may be something that's good. I was talking about people who start their own businesses. We're going to start a regular feature this morning. In a few minutes, we're going to meet, for those of you who weren't around or may not know who Andrea Metcalf is. She's probably the best example, Roberta and Jennifer, of somebody who has done what I was just talking about, taking something that she loved to do.
Lives the passion,
wow. Yep. Starts a business, has basically done everything herself, and is somebody that I find quite inspiring. I find her intriguing. When I met her a month or so ago, there was something about her and the way she presents herself, and many people know who she is. She's on the Today Show all the time. She does a lot of things on television, and she's never done much radio. So I thought, okay, this is a good way for us to learn from her.
And we love breaking them in, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. Yeah, right. Speaking of that, I'm looking at headlines from today's show at DougSteffen.com. We were just talking about that silly-looking cat ear thing that was created by somebody in Japan. And it actually, you know, you look at this thing and you wonder, why? What possible value or use can this thing have? It's called Nicomonimi. Is that how you would pronounce it? N-E-C-O?
I don't know.
Nicomonimi?
It's a good try.
I thought it was. A hairband that's worn in the normal way but features sensors that pick up on brain signals and convert them into visible actions. You can wiggle. If you think about it, that's what these are. You think about wiggling the ear and it wiggles. But why? Who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
It's just dumb. Like, what do you do if you see a grown person walking around with this?
You laugh at them.
Yeah, it's
your
thing.
Right. Okay. Speaking of that, Levi Johnston,
uh-oh,
excuse me,
mm-hmm,
former boyfriend of Bristol Palin, has a new book out.
I didn't even know he could write, so it's exciting.
Deer in the Headlights, My Life in Sarah Palin's Crosshairs. What an opportunist.
He is so jerky.
He really is.
His son that he's messing with. Yeah.
He's a narcissist. Yeah, you know, we think about some of the politicians around, like Newt Gingrich, so narcissistic.
This guy. Spencer Pratt should go to some kind of weird reality pasture and just go away.
Meanwhile, in the gossip department, Bristol Palin says that she did get work done on her jaw.
For dental reasons.
Right, exactly. So her teeth look better when she smiles.
Yeah, and they had to break her jaw, so she just had him go in and, you know.
She said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with the results. I look older, more mature."
She does look older.
Don't have that chubby little baby face, which a lot of people thought was kind of cute. 21 after on Good Day.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do when there is no medicine. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who knows the name of the character Ed Ames played? We give you a swell prize in the
Box of Defense
television show in the booth. 800-510.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
I think that a lot of the young kids on the show would never normally be heard. And it's really nice to be a part of helping young people be heard. I'm not interested in judging them. I'm here purely to be a friend. I just want to give them senses of inspiration and confidence and help them bring out what's really special about them.
Let's have a little weed and a little glass of whiskey
Really. You need some whiskey.
Lady Gaga, who's 26 years old, sounds like
amazing,
she's about
right?
56. But man,
get me wrong. I love her music. Wow, is she just weird.
Yeah, well, that's why people pay attention to her.
Brilliant.
That's why she is making millions and millions of dollars.
Brilliant? I don't know. I think she's a Madonna wannabe.
No, she is a classically trained musician.
Yeah.
She went to Juilliard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, just really strange.
Yeah.
She kind of gets it. She's mentoring on Idol this week. Here is, let's see here. We've got Haley Reinhart performing her second song. We went through the first round. Let's get the second round going. I've kind of written her off. Not that I'm
really?
A big fan. Too plastic.
No, she's too plastic.
The one I like the most.
Is cliched.
Yeah. I like Scotty and I like Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them together. And apparently, they like each other. Is that just a rumor or is that a.
Well, they're the ones that are both the same age and they both kind of do country music. And so it's natural that they gravitate towards each other.
Mm hmm. All right. So here is Scotty performing his second song.
I saw her standing on the corner.
This was so cute.
How so?
He just was all over the stage. You know, one thing that he didn't have going for him is stage presence, and he's good.
All right. All right, so here's Lady Gaga with some advice for Scotty.
Scotty can pull it off technically. Can he pull it off emotionally? Gaga spotted that.
I would say that was the wrong cut. That is as bad as Gaga sounds.
Doesn't
sound like that.
This way or this way, we can't hear you. See, you got to get right in the center of that hot dog.
I don't know where Gaga was going with that.
That's your girlfriend, and she says to you, if you don't stick your tongue down my throat, we're through, okay? So you keep your mouth on that microphone if your life depends on it, or that's going to leave you.
I'm just trying to envision the microphone as my girlfriend.
You're going to make love to that microphone. That's your money right there.
Better have a good-looking microphone.
I think Scotty was, then he kisses
he kissed his cross and said, I'm sorry, God.
Gaga.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. All right. So we have Lauren, who's next performing her second song.
My daddy was a green mountain jack, because I am being hopeful.
Nice voice, naturally.
Yeah.
All right, you're not excited about her?
Nah.
All right. So you think Scotty should win?
I think so, yes. Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're down to what? We're down to four? We're down to four people,
we're down
right?
to four, yeah. James, Scotty,
right,
Lauren,
so
and Haley.
Who's going to go this week? Haley? Anybody want to put any money on Haley this week? I'd like to see either Haley hit the road.
I think it's either Haley or Lauren are out the door.
Really?
I think one of the girls will go.
Nah. Okay, that's all right. As long as James goes next. list. All right. So anyway, that's our overview. Lady Gaga was the big deal mentoring on American Idol last night. Another episode tonight. We'll have it for you tomorrow, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You've heard me talk a lot about getting travel insurance before you go anywhere, but don't get nailed by the dreaded pre-existing condition exclusion. Every insurance policy is different, but there is a rule of thumb. Many travel insurance companies won't cover claims if the traveler or even their companion or family member has a pre-existing illness or injury. In most cases, the medical condition cannot have commenced, worsened, or required treatment within a certain window of time. And now, some providers actually have something called a pre-existing medical condition exclusion waiver. But to take advantage of that, you have to purchase the policy within a certain period of time when you're paying for the trip in full. But one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is not asking enough questions. Don't just take your travel agent or tour company's word for it. Call up the insurance provider directly and go over specific scenarios to learn what will and won't be covered in case of an emergency. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
I got an infection and I had to get back to New York. With MedJet, before you even leave the hospital where you got sick, they make sure there's a room assigned to you on the other end. It's just about the best thing ever.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJet Offer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens Good Day program, and Jennifer and I are having a lesson now.
We are.
I noticed, Roberta, you weren't paying any attention at all to our discussion about Facebook and Twitter with Andrea. Were you zoned out of that?
I was paying attention. I was.
Well, you're so proud of yourself that you have gotten onto Facebook. Jennifer has long been on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Richie's on Facebook, and now we finally got Roberta on Facebook, so she can join all of us there. One of the good reasons for doing it is because there is much information and fun stuff to connect about. And one of the things that I want people to carry with them every day is some one thing or two morsels that they got out of the program that they, A, couldn't have gotten anyplace else, and that is, you know, absolutely something that a week from now they would say, oh, yeah, I remember that. I heard it on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thus, we bring you people like Andrea Metcalf, who is a spokesperson, and not only in terms of what she says, but what she does. She is a, I would say, world-renowned. You want me to tell everybody, Andrea, you're world-renowned as a fitness expert?
Yeah, I'm in Australia now, and I'll be there in about 10 days. So, you know, I think that's around the world.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's it. Andrea is going to help us stay fit. She's part of the NBC5 fitness team in Chicago. She has wherever, if you put fitness in, her name is going to come up. And because when I first met her on the air about a month or so ago, I was very impressed with her living the world that she talks about. And because, as I said a few minutes ago, she's an entrepreneur, has taken her love of fitness. You were let's go back a little bit with you so that people understand when you visit with us each week how much credibility you have. You started as a trainer, or how did you first get into this? I'm trying to remember myself.
Well, I started in college because they would pay you $8 an hour to teach other people exercise, and it was called Jazzercise with braided terry cloth headbands and leg warmers. So I've been doing this for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a visualization. That's, we all remember those. I'm trying to now put, I don't know about Jennifer, but Roberta in a terry cloth headband and the leg warmers.
Leg warmers, yeah. Absolutely.
Don't forget the thong leotard on the outside.
Doing dancing to the 80s.
Yeah. That's right. And right. Kind of the metallic-y tights, too, right?
Ah,
the pink,
absolutely. You need to sparkle and shine.
Yeah. Andrea has written a number of books. Her latest is called Naked Fitness.
Ooh.
And I think that's what attracted me. That's why you were on. And, of course, that's why you wrote the book. Because you wanted people to look at that title and say, oh, okay. Now, so what does Naked Fitness actually bring us?
Well, it's really not about working out in the nude. It's about stripping away those toxic habits, people, and giving you short, good tips on how to get healthy. I'm really not about fitness. I think people are scared of fitness. I'm about giving you little tips of healthy lifestyle. Like, don't be afraid to have two slices of bacon in the morning with your breakfast. It's only 80 calories and 9 grams of protein, and you need protein with every meal.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you have to teach.
Wow, someone told me to eat bacon. That's kind of fun.
Right, yeah. Well, she had two strips of bacon. So then what do you do with there are many people who would teach us guilt after having had two strips of bacon. There are a lot of people who are in the fitness world that would say, oh, my God, you got to work that off. So then how do you counter it, or do you have to even think about it? Do you think about it that way?
You get up off your butt is what you do. You got to stand up and start moving, dancing, walking, running, mm-hmm. Skipping, jumping. The point is you just have to try and move every single day at least 10 minutes. And I think that's the misnomer. People think they can go to the gym two or three times a week for an hour. It's about consistency.
Well,
so let me ask this question real quick, Doug, because you're going to tell us a story about sitting too much. And Doug and I and Roberta, we sit for, well, I sit for 4 hours. Doug sits for six. And then I go
I
and have
sit.
Another job
I'm
that I
up
sit.
And down. There aren't, if I'm in the same position for 12 or 14 minutes, that's a long time. I'm usually.
Well, I mean, the thing is, what can we do during the day that's not going to take away from our work time, but that's going to keep us moving?
Well, I think the first thing you could do is just stand up. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you're doing email, you can stand up, reach your arms above your head. That's going to change the circulation, blood pressure, and blood flow. And that's what's really important. You know, the study that I had mentioned earlier when we were off air is there was a study that said that people who sit 6 hours a day or more are more likely to die sooner, even if they exercise beyond that 6 hours. So continuous sitting is what's going to kill you. You got to get up.
All right. So sitting, the premise of the study, the suggestion is if you sit for 6 hours a day, no matter what you do to counter it, you will be behind the eight ball. Sounds
correct.
Like that's what you're saying.
You can't sit continuously. Think of it this way. Your body continually, when you take food in, is taking in some toxins or from the metabolic processes of eating food. When you sit still, they stay in one place. They have a chance to change. But if you keep moving the blood flow, if you keep moving that blood supply, you're continually cleansing the inside of the body from circulation.
Yeah.
And a clean body on the inside reflects that on the outside.
Oh, Mom, thanks very much. You know what I'm reminded of? What somebody told me a couple of years ago. Actually, this fellow died last month. He was my dentist. He developed a lump in his lymph nodes under his arm, and he swears that he every day when he took a shower he would massage or feel under his arms, and he didn't. One day it was there, the day before it hadn't been there. And what it brought around to me was thinking about how as you move around you need to be aware of your body. When you take a shower, you massage the lymph nodes under your arms. You massage the lymph nodes in your groin. You massage the lymph nodes in your neck, below your ear, and that sort of thing goes along, doesn't it, Andrea, with exercising?
You know what? I think the ideal fitness program, and we see this in patients who have spinal column injuries, is if you just got a massage every single day, that would be a similar benefit that you get from walking or exercise.
All right, where do we volunteer? Everybody, put your hands up. All those people who want a massage every day, raise your hands,
man,
please.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Now, yes. We got to find somebody to give us a massage. though.
Exactly. That's the difficult part now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the difficult part, yeah. All right, so sitting still can kill you. You hold on to that. That's one thing that you want to take with you today. The other thing is that May is National Bike Month. I have I have an old Schwinn bike. Mm-hmm. I've had for years and years, and I have it here on the farm. Don't use it as much. I'm in California. Every year my bike gets stolen, so every year I buy a new one.
You need to tweet to @RideSchwinn. Come on.
Really? So what, are they going to give me a free bike, or what are they going to do?
They might be able to set you up with a helmet. You never know.
See, this is the other thing that I love about Andrea. Everything, the Mashables, the tweets, the Facebook. What did you – you said tweet to what?
@RideSchwinn. That's their Twitter handle.
How in the world? How did you find that?
Well, because it's bike month, and I've been, you know, talking about getting out there and riding your bike and wearing your helmet and making sure that you have gloves on and all the ABCs of biking, air, brakes, chains. So, you know, you become familiar with these great partners that can offer us help, guidance, and a good bike fit for a good bike ride.
So if we go to AndreaMetcalf.com, we're going to see a reference to @RideSchwinn.
If you go to my Twitter pages, you'll see stuff on but on my regular home site is where I could do general information. But on my blogs, I've been blogging about, you know, 10 things you need to have with you when you bike. And, of course, again, the ABCs, before you go out on your bike, check the air, make sure the brakes work, and make sure your chain is clear and it's on. Otherwise, you will be very disappointed with your ride.
You won't get very far. But I used to – you also have to make sure the guard is in place or you're not wearing – most of the time when you see people – actually, the first time you and I met – you've been on a television program and you had they were tights, but they were up to your knees.
Capris.
Capris, is that what they are? Okay, all right.
That would be called capris.
Capris.
Yes.
Okay.
You should wear those.
All right. What are you laughing at, Jennifer? What's so amusing about that?
You're listening to boys try to figure out what women are wearing.
Well, okay, so now I won't forget. I'll remember their capris. But I bring it up because that's what you need to be wearing when you're on the bike. I remember as a kid getting my leg. My pants caught in I had taken the guard off of the chain for whatever the reason, to oil it, I don't know, whatever. And
most
I didn't put the guard.
I don't have guards anymore, Doug. Sorry.
Well, I thank you for pointing that out. I think I know that, even though I'm riding an old Schwinn bike. The bikes that I keep buying and getting stolen in Los Angeles are all, they don't have that encumbrance, but I'm just sort of remembering fondly trying to get my pants. I had to take my pants off one time to get.
Oh, goodness. Riding your bike without pants on. Now we've got a whole new
thing. That could be painful, can't it, Doug?
Quite painful.
Did you really have to
do
that?
Riding your bike without pants?
Yeah. Well, it was. I had to. No, I wasn't riding my bike. I took my pants off in order to get the. Well, the leg, why am I?
Stop talking.
Yeah, okay.
Doug.
I'm embarrassed to admit that.
So you need a helmet, glasses, hand guard, and then you need to make sure that you have either a tight-fitting pant around the ankle or shorts or capris. How's that?
Okay. Got it. Now, see, the great thing about this is we can all visualize this.
Yeah,
we're all working this through.
And the part about your pants coming off was not my happiest visualization, sir.
Well, I was a kid. I took my pants off. I had to stop. I took my pants off to get them out from between the chain and the wheel. Simple little. And so we'll remember what Andrea has said about the things that we need based on what the audience heard me say about my. You know, okay, so Doug took his pants off. You shouldn't wear pants like that. You got to have tight-fitting pants. So
right, or get a little elastic or Velcro to tighten the ankle of your pants. They have those little things out there, too.
Somehow I don't think that would be particularly, I don't know, sexy is the right word for it. Putting an elastic band around your pants, I don't know.
It's just for when you're riding. It's kind of like ladies wearing gym shoes with their dresses while they're walking down, you know, Fifth Avenue. When you're at work, you try and do things that make sense so you can still have your body intact when you go home.
Roberta, do you do that?
gym shoes with dressers? No.
Well, Roberta's in New York City.
New Yorkers do, yeah. You wear, well, because you walk a lot, so you're not going to walk around in your heels, so absolutely. Mm. Everybody has gym shoes.
I'm a certified heel athlete, actually, so I would actually stick
Are you
heels.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
What does it take to be a certified? Are you pulling my leg, or are you real?
No, really, I am.
A certified heel athlete? What does that mean?
It means that I've certified myself that I can do a lot in my high heels.
Oh, all right. And that, those are actually dangerous, aren't they, Andrea, wearing high heels? Isn't that, that's not good for your...
It depends on what the rest of your health program consists of. I mean, there's Catwalk Fitness with Dr. Emily Spiegel, who does... She's a podiatrist. So she teaches you how to exercise in high heels. So that might be a perfect opportunity. You know, if you learn how to walk properly and you train the hamstrings independent, you're okay to walk in heels.
Mm. All right, so there it is. We've got all this stuff in just a few minutes from Andrea as the introduction. AndreaMetcalf.com. There is all kinds of stuff. We'll put the tweet connections and the Facebook connections. But what I'm remembering about today is capris. That's what I carry with me.
I'm going to remember you riding with
capris
no pants
are great.
On.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Capris are the away. Thing this season again.
Yeah, okay. All right, Andrea, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. Andrea Metcalf on Good Day at 14 before the hour.
Put together peanut butter, chicken, and asparagus. Mix well, and you get a $25,000 scholarship. How? 8-year-old Margalit from Raleigh, North Carolina, has the recipe. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Margalit entered the 9th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest and won for her unique take on the good old-fashioned PB sandwich. Her winning entry was inspired by her love of the martial arts and a combination of her favorite foods.
My wishy chicken tacos are a mix of asparagus, squash, chicken, ginger, garlic, and Jif creamy peanut butter mixed together. And believe me, it's delicious.
Each year, Jif encourages families to work together in the kitchen to foster creativity in their children. From barbecue chicken to Asian-inspired peanut butter sandwiches, the contest inspires memorable moments in the kitchen and beyond.
I really enjoy working in the kitchen with my mom. Plus, we got to visit New York City for the judging event where my sandwich won the grand prize.
Visit Jif.com for Margalit's winning recipe, tips, and information.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
800-510-8255 always connects with us. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the hot news today. Before we get to that, I want to talk about BioBody. This, in part, is a way for you to take your blood test. You need to have a blood test every year, right, Ken? When you advise your patient, like, you don't really do physicals in your office. Ken Kronhaus is our medical expert. You don't really, I mean, for me, you kind of do, but it's not your normal bill of fare.
Well, of course we do physical exam. We just, I'm not a general doctor, so I don't do the kind that you might get from an internist, but I certainly do a heart physical exam.
Right, exactly. All right. So, in essence, the BioBody report is something that people can get. They purchase it with the they can do it either with their doctor sending the results of the blood test, or you can have a special blood test done, correct?
Exactly. It's the way to determine for the first time scientifically whether you need these supplements. You walk into the grocery store or the health food store, you see so many. This is a way to actually measure your blood, see what you're deficient in, and determine what supplements you actually need.
All right. So here's how you do this. You go online to bodybioreport.com, B-O-D-Y-B-I-O report.com, and get the info. You'll then send the blood test results, or your doctor will, to them, and you'll know what's going on in your system. You'll know what you need to eat, what supplements you need to take, and what drugs you may be on that you don't need to be on. It's BodyBioReport.com. All right, Ken, what's the hot story of the day?
The reason why this BodyBioReport is so important is because Cochrane Library this morning, selenium does not prevent cancer. There's no convincing evidence that taking high doses of selenium, this is a popular dietary supplement, can prevent cancer. It's a mineral. It's essential for humans. It's present in soil and rocks. And the U.S. and the World Health Organization recommend between 30 and 55 micrograms per day for adults.
All right, but that you say is bogus. You don't need to take it at all.
You need some, but not high dose. As you
All right. Low dose. Get it in a good multivitamin.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Their movie of the same name premiered during this week in 1970, Let It Be. The Beatles get movie moments starting with movie music 54 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Chuck Curry joining us. Chuck is the man responsible for lots of great info at DougSteffen.com. You click on his picture, you go to his blog, his site, Entertainment Today and Beyond. I get his spin on lots of the things that are out there now or maybe things that were around in the past. We actually take a movie from the past most every day, bring you three outtakes from the movie, and you can see if you can figure out what the movie is and call us at 800-510-8255, and in that way you have the chance to win some Doug Steffen stuff, and you also have a good way of keeping your frontal lobe active. Got to keep thinking. Got to keep it working. So let's get going here. Remember, 800-510-TALK is the number to call. If you can identify the movie, the sooner you get in, the better your chances. Here's the first clip.
Fluff and Fold, buddy. As soon as I make it really big, I'm going Fluff and Fold. I understand the fold, but what's the fluff? Fluff's what I write for the paper. But I'm pumped.
A lot of the story of this guy in the new Rob Lowe book. There's lots of he and this guy, very, very good friends. And this movie is part of their relationship, or at least it was when they got started. All right, so does that help you any? Jennifer, you know what the movie is?
I do.
Yep. All right, let's get Chuck, you know what it is?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so we'll help everybody else out. Next clip, Michael.
Well, it's not just infatuation, Kevin. She's not just a girl. She's the only evidence of God that I can find on this entire planet, with the exception of the mystical force that removes one of my socks from the dryer every time I do the laundry.
Yeah, where do all those socks go?
I know.
A horrible time.
Mine disappear all the time.
Yeah, where the heck do they go?
For extra credit, let's see who knows what girl he's talking about.
Ooh. What girl? The girl in the movie, okay. One of the Brat Packers, right?
No, actually, she's an older woman.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Hmm.
All right, so I don't know that. I've never seen this movie. I just hear lots of discussion about it. Never really intrigued me much. Here's the last clip.
Didn't you see her at the hospital tonight? She's a girl that I was madly in love with when we were freshmen. Okay, she's about yay tall. Long, dark hair, beautiful face. Okay, remember? Remember that big fountain, the one on main campus, the one that says knowledge, art, religion, life? The day that we were walking past that, she was sitting on the life side, and she just smiled at me.
All right, so you want us to identify that woman?
Is that the woman he's talking about.
The woman he's talking about, okay. Yeah. Name in the movie or name as an actress?
Name as an actress.
Okay. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. And let's see here. I have a number of items in the movie news department, but I always like to defer to you first, Chucker.
Okay, this is an interesting TV story, Doug, that broke last night on the Deadline Hollywood Daily website, which is mostly always accurate. Hugh Grant reportedly was very close to signing on to replace Charlie Sheen on 2 1/2 Men, but the deal fell through due to creative differences. Grant, who's, let's be honest, he's a really good comic actor, but his movie career has been pretty much dead over the last few years, would have been paid over $20 million a year. But hopefully he could be, for his sake, resurrected and he comes to his senses, because that's a pretty good deal for, I think, CBS and also him personally.
Yeah.
Other news, actress Rachel Weisz, best known for the Mummy movies, also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in The Constant Gardener. In negotiations to play the female lead in the new Bourne Legacy movie, which will star Jeremy Renner, who takes over the Bourne franchise for actor Matt Damon.
So what's the story with Alec Baldwin? He's been asked a lot of questions about what's going on with him medically since he asked the producers of I guess the movie was an adaptation of a Broadway musical called Rock of Ages. He wants out because there's something wrong with him. What do you know about that?
He's bowed out of two movies. That's a big film that's going to star Tom Cruise, Rock of Ages. He had a major supporting role in the movie, and he supposedly was going to do a song and dance number. So he will be hard pressed to be replaced. I don't know. He's claiming some sort of medical problem, but has not been disclosed. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what's going on.
I see Dennis Quaid is with Bradley Cooper and Jeremy Irons in a movie called The Words. What do you know about that?
Not too much at first. I'm hearing about that.
Oh, really? All right. Well,
yeah.
You can do your
own.
I know one thing.
Bradley Cooper has become a hot property in the
business. Really? Since the movie with De Niro? Is that what did it?
Which one was that?
The one that was most recently. Wasn't he in that? Wasn't he in
Take
the Pill?
It was The Hangover that made Bradley Cooper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Paul, what's the name of that movie?
Say Anything.
No, sir. St. Elmo's Fire. Emilio Estevez celebrates his 40th.